All right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 o'clock. Fly Jams Friday coming up a little bit later on with DJ Shagru, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and Wiki Wiki Dicky. And, of course, we've got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy. We'll find out what's going on Outside the Loop Radio. But I'm very, very happy to welcome back to the show. We were just discussing this off the air. 3 months since you've been here?
I think at least, yeah.
Dan, do you have any idea when the last time Jen was in?
Yeah, let me see.
It's got to be at least. Like, it's got to be at least 3 months.
Ford was president, so it's like.
it's Jen Bosworth. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm pretty good. I was a little sick. Had a little something.
You know, a lot of stuff's been going around.
Touch of the plague.
I've been blowing my schnoz a lot.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's stuff in there.
Blowing
I got
weed.
I got no blowing weed. No,
no, me neither.
No, people who listen to the show blow weed.
Yeah, and the morning crew who listen to.
Oh yeah, Shadowbags. Yeah, they're in there right now. You can't even see in the
thinking,
studio.
Tupac Barbie.
Yeah.
Should be the weather girl.
Like she does the weather reports.
She wraps it.
Oh, there she wraps the Esmeralda. Would you
Hi,
care to
Esmeralda?
Esmeralda,
Hi,
look, it's Jen.
Hey. Oh, so cute.
She's the best.
She is the best.
Yeah.
Jen is responsible for Shadow Bags.
I am.
Yes, you are. You named Shadow Bags. Yes.
I know. My
so that's how long we've been doing. That's how long it's been. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing the Shadow Bags bit for a while.
Yeah, I know. I hear you, and every time I get very a tear comes to my.
Do you get possessive? You say, "Hey, man, I came up with that, dude."
No, I just say, "Wow." I hope one day I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame for that.
Oh, don't worry about it. This show is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me?
I've been following Esmeralda's foot peeling.
I enjoy turning on my phone and seeing that, especially when I'm eating a sandwich.
Yeah,
that's the point.
Or how about some pasta? You know what I mean? Just shred that right on.
Oh, you mean with the Parmesan cheese?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So Esmeralda, do you have baby feet now? Feet? Baby?
No, not yet. Oh. They're still pretty.
Baby?
Grody.
What is it? Shrink your foot
it's
down?
Isn't it called baby foot?
Right. It's called baby foot because your foot's supposed to be like a baby.
But it's
smooth.
Like,
oh, it's smooth soft. Like a. But, see, I'm thinking your feet are going to shrink.
Well, also, it's. I think it's
you're going to have little baby feet on the end of your human-sized legs.
Japanese
human, like a baby's not human.
What? They really aren't. Let's just call it what it is.
Right.
They're not.
So anyway, you've been following her foot.
And I've been really interested in, and I've been wanting to do it, but it sounds like it could go horribly wrong and all of a sudden you'd have no feet. You know what I mean? Like they just fall
well,
off.
No, I mean they wouldn't slough off completely.
So you have like pegs or something.
I was hoping for more.
Oh.
Because there's pictures on Amazon where people just like a snake. Like skin's just
God, this
coming
can't
off.
Be regulated. Who's
so
regulated?
It's like peeling it, your feet. The skin on your feet peel off.
Yeah. Right, the dead skin.
It's
all the dry
scary.
Dead skin.
And you've got the foot cheese thing. That's where you scrape. What do they call that? Petty egg. Pet egg.
The pet egg. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not enough. It wasn't enough. So I wanted to try this.
Maybe you should go in for surgery. I mean, what?
No, just, I just have really dry.
Did you ever see the movie? Did you guys ever see the movie? Did you guys ever see the movie Seems Like Old Times?
No.
It's Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn from 1980.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
Neil Simon wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my favorite comedies of all time.
Oh.
And it came out in 1980. And I also have a soft spot in my heart for any movie where the lead character is named Nick.
Right.
I just, for some reason, I think that's cool. Chevy Chase's name in the movie is Nick. But anyway, my point is that there is a housekeeper in Goldie Hawn's house. She's married to assistant district attorney played by Charles Grodin.
Okay.
So it's a great cast.
Yeah.
It's a very funny movie. And anyway, they've got a big dinner because the governor's coming over for dinner. And Aurora is their maid, and she's like, I can't make dinner tonight because I got to go get my feet scraped, and so she can't go to dinner. She can't make dinner because the doctor said she's got to go in and get her feet scraped. Now I don't know exactly
similar
like a procedure that is, Esmeralda, but you might want to watch Seems Like Old Times and see if Aurora
could help you
get my feet scraped.
I'm gonna go to get my feet scraped.
I mean, I just really, I enjoy the what I also like is that you have the chutzpah, you know, to go on there and show pictures of your scaly feet. That is a real trooper.
Well, no, it was more like, this is going to be gross.
Oh, no, that's exactly why you did it. I know that's why you did it, Esmeralda.
Oh.
It's not to help other people.
Oh, I thought you were like, hey,
no.
this works. You could
like,
do it
when I op- when I went onto my news feed and I saw, boom, there's this giant picture of Esmeralda's foot. I was like, you jerk. You
oh,
know?
That's what you are. You're, yeah. you're a trickster.
I mean, the last time I did it, it was a picture. This was years ago. I had a really nasty blister. From walking in Cancun.
Of course.
And I just took a picture of it.
People do
like,
that
people
all the time.
See this.
People do that all the time. Sometimes I'm like, you're scrolling in your news feed, and then all of a sudden, oh, look at my scar. Like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, like my boil popped. That
yeah.
kind of thing.
Right. Isn't that? Oh, my
it's
God.
It's the equivalent of like, ew, this is gross. You try it.
Or this is so gross.
Right. Smell this. Yeah, taste this.
Exactly.
This is the worst thing I've ever tasted in my life. Taste it.
Right.
What, has anybody, have you ever done that?
Yeah, well, my mom used to do it. She would say, that milk's good, right? Smell it, smell it, smell it.
Taste it.
And taste it, drink it.
And if you don't puke.
3 years old. It's okay, right? I'm like, no, it's not okay. It's walking away.
By the way, real quick, I just want to give everybody, give a background on you. Just so people who aren't regular listeners or maybe have not heard you before.
Yeah.
Jen has been doing fill-ins here at WGN. We're thrilled about that.
Yep.
Been a regular on my show for many years now.
Yes.
And I love her and I love her husband Miles.
Yeah, Miles, he says hi. He's old, so he's sleeping.
He's younger than me, so shut up.
Oh yeah.
And he is actually the guy that turned you on to my show.
Yes. So
he's like my number one fan. He's like Kathy Bates.
He is.
He may hobble me. I'm a little concerned.
Please. He can't hobble you. He's hobbling himself.
So yeah.
This is. In 2000, when I came home from Los Angeles, a broken soul.
After working for Nick Cage.
After working for Nicolas Cage. Yeah. And my husband, Miles, was like, at the time we were just dating and we started spending the nights together as people do. And he always had the radio on. And it was like, it was the middle of the night. And I'm like, I never thought I'd be listening to AM radio because I thought, oh. Yeah. And I got hooked instantly. You were, I mean, when I knew I loved you was Dramatic Chipmunk.
Oh, please.
Because Dramatic Chipmunk, if you guys don't know, it's a YouTube video of a chipmunk which is doing this look, which you think would not be funny. It is one of the funniest things.
Oh, I still laugh at
Me
it.
Me too.
I still laugh at
and
it.
Laugh.
In fact, I used it as my Facebook picture not too long ago.
You did.
I did.
And so once Miles was like, you're going to love this guy, Nick DiGilio. He's got a great sense. And I did. And I thought, oh, well, this will put me to sleep. And I would like stay up. And I'd be like,
oh.
And so Miles was so happy that I had become a
But
follower.
You are an actress.
Yes, I am.
And you're a writer.
Yeah.
And you're a great storyteller.
Yeah.
And that's how we initially met.
Yeah.
You came through to because you were doing a storytelling gig.
Yep. I was doing a storytelling gig with some other people. And I was like, maybe Nick will have us on. Maybe. And Miles was like, well, you can ask, but I don't know. Good luck. You know, because he's like, you're a celebrity to my husband.
Well, I'm not, but that's
he's
okay.
He's like, I get nervous. I can't talk to him. So anyway, I'm a storyteller and we came on to promote a show.
Right.
And,
okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Because you know, we have to take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jen Bosworth is here. We'll hear more from Jen. We got the news coming up, and then we'll hang out with Jen. And she's got a gig coming up called That's All She Wrote, Spring Forward Edition. We'll give you all the information on that. Plus, we have some Nick Cage news. That's all coming up right here on WGN. Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up straight out of context. Nick D's show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and more. Nick DiGilio here. My great producer, Dan Chagrou, is here. He's the best, by the way. And Jen, you know this.
He is the best.
He's the best producer ever.
He is.
And
thanks, guys.
And just a nice human being.
An amazing dude. But seriously, his contributions to this show are immeasurable.
I agree.
And of course, in the newsroom, Esmeralda Leon, Esmeralda, when did you start on my show?
Around August.
About August.
I think of last year.
The show has improved since she got here.
Oh,
I agree. Listen,
there's no question about it.
Right. It's you're such a great addition and also really funny.
And she's great. And the thing is that, I mean, I've loved this job forever. Okay. I've loved coming here and I've loved coming to work. I have never worked with two people that I enjoy more working with than now. And I've been on this radio station for 30 years.
Wow.
And I've never had more fun on and off the air with these two people.
That's fantastic.
And I think this is just a hunch. I think you can hear that
in
the show.
You can. It's a riot.
I'm just like I'm excited to work with these two people. They're amazing.
That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's lucky is what it is. I'm really, really lucky.
How about you're all three really talented, nice people.
Yeah.
So you should have some fun together.
Jen Bosworth.
Hi.
What the hell's going on?
What's going on?
Okay, so real quickly, you worked out in L.A. for a while. You're an actor, and then you went out to L.A. Now, was the idea to go to L.A., it was to act,
it
right?
It was, and yeah. I got there, and I'm not kidding you. The day after I got there, I said, I'm not acting. I don't know what happened to me. I saw all the people, all the beautiful people, and I just thought, this is crazy. So if I'm not going to do that, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
And so it happened to be that I worked at a bookstore, and someone came in that worked for Nicolas Cage and said, hey, I like you. You're from the Midwest, so you're not trying to like get in, because like apparently they interview all these people that are like, oh, by the way, can you make my movie?
Yeah, of course.
I'll be your assistant, but could you?
Absolutely.
And I had no desire. I was like, I don't. These people are crazy. All I want to do is make more than $8.25 an hour.
Yeah.
And they were like, we can do that.
And then you became.
Well, I became one of the. Yeah, he had three assistants.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. One traveled, and I did not want to do that because I hate airplanes. The second one was more of an executive assistant that did paperwork, all kinds of working more. And I was a gopher. I was a personal assistant that did anything.
Yeah.
Anything. Walked dogs, picked up this, did that.
And you did take some phone calls from Nick Cage when he needed to know things.
Yeah. So I'd be sitting, my job, he had a production company called Saturn Films that made The Life of David Gale, which is actually a pretty good movie. Okay. Well, compared to, Wicker Man.
Okay. Yes. Although Wicker Man is a damned entertaining piece of crap.
It is.
It really
the twins
is.
Twins and the bees.
And the bees and the bear suit and punching women in the face with the bear suit.
Weird Lily Sobieski with an axe.
I don't understand. You're in it too, by the way.
I am. I'm stuffed into a blue blazer at the police station.
If you're looking to if you're watching The Wicker Man again,
you see like a turquoise corduroy blazer that's hideous, and me pretending to talk on a headset like I'm a police secretary.
Right.
Then you will see me, and you will. I don't know what is happening.
There you go. Okay.
So anyway, he would call.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be at the office all the time, and I would, answer the phone, Saturn Films, and sometimes I would mess up and say Saturn Friends because I would get confused. So people would be like, excuse me? I'd be like, oh, Saturn Films. He's like, what are we at, social service agency? Saturn Friends, but no, Saturn Films. And I would get calls like, Jen, hey, it's Nick. Hey, do me a favor. And I'd be like, sure, whatever. What do you need? He'd be like, what's our phone number? I'd be like, excuse me? Our phone number. I'm trying to give it to somebody. And he didn't know our phone number to the office.
Yeah.
And then,
well, he obviously called from his cell and just hit the button.
Right.
Yeah.
But he was trying to give it. So you'd think he didn't know how to give, like, look up his own phone number and give it to somebody.
On a phone.
So he was calling me on another phone. And then I had to. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
So that's Nicolas Cage. So working for Nicolas Cage is about as weird and unusual as anybody would expect. Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
Let's just say I once was shooting pool at his house with what's his name? John Voight? No.
John, what was he in?
Fonda. Fonda. Peter Fonda.
Peter Fonda.
I was shooting pool with Peter
Fonda. Wait, I've never heard this story.
Yeah.
How many years have I known you, Jen? And I've never heard the story of you shooting pool with Peter Fonda.
Is that the guy he was in with the Head on Fire? Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Ghost Rider. Head on Fire. Yeah. He was
shooting pool with him and Tom Waits.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it was a crazy night. And I.
That's insane.
Yeah, it was really insane.
You shot pool with Tom Waits.
It was a Christmas party.
And Peter Fonda.
Yeah, at Nicolas Cage's house.
Good God.
And I never told you the story. Also, who was there was Jack Nicholson, who was wasted and gave me a cigar to give to my father that my father put in a glass case. And I'm not kidding you. So anyway, that was my L.A. life. It was crazy.
How did you not tell me that story?
There are so many that I forget.
Yeah.
And
you were a little messed up while you were out
drinker.
There.
I was a
drinker.
Yeah. I was a big drinker.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A lot of this stuff I don't remember until like 20 years
I
later.
I can, from personal experience, Jen, the stuff that's been coming back to me over the past 9 months is, yeah.
You're like, wait, did that happen?
No, yeah.
It happened.
Yeah. It also doesn't help when you see people go, hey, remember that time?
Yeah.
Well, when you were walking down the street, you stuck your arm up that elephant's butt. What?
Yeah.
That doesn't help. I'm sorry. I stole that. Absolutely stole
you
that
did?
From Richard Pryor.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Richard Pryor Here and Now, when he talks about being sober and he talks about people who were where he would go out and get loaded with. He's like, remember that time when you were walking down the street and there was an elephant and you stuck your arm up that elephant's butt and then the elephant was walking down the street and you were hanging from the elephant's butt. I totally stole that. But I've had similar situations where people
are... Stuff comes back to me. I remember, yeah. And there was like, I remember a at the premiere of, what was it, National Treasure. And there was a chocolate fountain. And my coworker and I thought it would be fun to stick our heads under the into the chocolate fondue fountain.
Did you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
We were like covered in chocolate. I mean, I didn't get fired. I don't know why. Many times I should have been fired.
Wow.
So I don't do that anymore.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. So it was interesting.
It was an interesting time.
I have to – I thought of you immediately when I was looking around, and I saw this movie poster with a very mustachioed, tough-looking Nicolas Cage. Now, you know Nicolas Cage, as you know, makes approximately 112 movies a year.
Yeah.
And most of them suck.
Yeah.
The last movie that he made that was really
Joe. Yeah.
And he was great in it.
It was a great movie.
And that's really frustrating because, like, you see a movie like Joe, and you go, oh, he's still good.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell, man? Oh. I mean, he can care about it, and he can do good work if he just actually wants to.
Right.
And it's, by the way, a great film if you've not seen it. Joe is a great movie.
It's really good.
So I see this movie poster, and it's Nicolas Cage like looking down all tough with a mustache. Next to him with mirrored sunglasses on and a gun and a leather jacket is Elijah Wood.
I don't know what's happening.
And it's called The Trust.
I don't.
And just give you this is what the plot description is. Corrupt cops working in the police department evidence room make plans to rob a vault full of drug money in the back of a convenience store.
I mean, that's an episode of Cops. That's not a movie.
That's the plot.
Oh, man.
It's directed by Ben and Alex Brewer. Don't know who they are.
Okay.
And so it's Elijah Wood and Nicolas Cage. And also on the poster, and this is when my brain exploded.
Right.
When I saw the poster of Nicolas Cage with the mustache, Elijah Wood with the glasses, and they both have guns and they're looking hard guy thing, The Trust. And it says Nicolas Cage, Elijah Wood, and Jerry Lewis.
I mean, Jerry Lewis, the
master himself. I swear to God, my head almost exploded. And I did a little research.
Oh, good.
He plays Jerry Lewis plays Nicolas Cage's dad.
Of course he does. I mean, this is something amazing how they got these people together.
You know, I so want to have a premiere at the Movie Co.
Oh.
For this movie. Could you imagine?
Oh, my.
It says
here.
It
would be you, me, and Miles.
Be three people. That's it. Who the hell is going to come out and see this thing? The initial release, according to this, is March 13th. So it comes out in 9 days. But in 9 days, 9 days would be a Sunday. Right?
I don't know.
Yes, that would be a Sunday.
It's just
how do you release? You don't release a movie on a Sunday?
No, you don't.
So anyway,
that is going to be something special.
Yeah, my guess is it'll either go straight to video on demand or DVD or something.
Or
but
nothing.
That is just I thought of you immediately when I saw the poster.
Thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah,
did
you have a Nicolas Cage story?
What was my newest story?
Did you have a newest story?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay.
And it's actually quite sad story.
Okay.
I got an email. Once in a while this happens. I got an email, someone thinking I still worked for him.
Okay.
Saying, you know, dear Jen, my grandfather is one of the last living fighter pilots from some platoon in World War II.
Is he a Wind Talkers fan?
I bet. I don't know.
Because, I mean, that's actually a good movie.
Yeah. I liked Wind Talkers.
Yeah, that's how you met him.
On the set of Wind Talkers.
His ear was ripped off.
And I was like 2 feet away from him. Yeah. My face was face to his in the trailer, in the desert.
Right.
And I was like, hi, I'm Jen.
Hi.
He was like, hi, I'm Nick. And I was like, I'm here to interview for a job. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Because he had a prosthetic.
And
his ear was ripped off.
You cannot not look at someone's ear when it's ripped off.
Right.
And have a normal conversation.
Right, right.
And he thought I was crazy for looking at his ear that was a prosthetic. But I'm like, it looks really real, dude.
Yeah, it's good makeup. So,
anyway.
All right. So, anyway, there's an old man who's
dying or going to die. And could I please help put him in touch with Nicolas Cage?
Oh,
this was like his granddaughter.
Oh, man.
I'm like, this is horrifying because I'm now entrusted to get this message to Nicolas Cage, who probably doesn't even remember I exist, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's probably like, what happened to that, you know,
Ben Jawsworth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, she was like, please. And I wrote her back and said, look, I haven't worked there for a long time. And she's like, well, can you put me in touch with anybody? I'm like, everyone that worked there is either like, you know, in rehab
right.
or working in the insurance industry. I don't know. But right. But it was really sad. But I get those sometimes.
So you get those sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But now you feel guilty because you want to put them in touch with.
And I have no contacts there because once I cleaned my own act up, I was like, yeah, that chapter's closed.
Right.
But people really, you know.
Yeah.
But people like him still.
Yeah.
I don't. They're living in the.
I mean, you know, he has made some great movies, and he is capable of being great.
Right.
That's the thing.
It's one of those things.
So, yeah. All right, we got a break. Jen, hang on. When we come back, we'll talk more with Jen Bosworth. We'll tell you about the show that she's going to be participating in on March 13th, which is the release date of The Trust.
I might have to cancel.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude from 2 to 5. And all our regular features are coming up in just a little bit. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. Jen Bosworth is my guest, an actress, storyteller, very cool person. Fills in here from time to time on WGN. That's fun for you, right? You like that?
I do.
Yeah.
It's very scary, but I like it.
Oh, come on. You're good.
Well,
yeah.
I do my best. And I learned from, a good guy.
Who
you?
Oh, yeah. I remember one night you shadowed me and watched me work the board and stuff.
You're really good at what you do. Well, you can't take a compliment, but I can tell you, you are really good at what you do. You make it look really easy. Ladies and gentlemen, radio, he makes it look easy. It is not that easy.
Listen, let me tell you something. If I can do it,
yeah,
a drunk monkey can do it. I'm telling you. Okay, Jen, let's talk about That's All She Wrote, Spring Forward Edition. Tell me what this is all about. It happens on Sunday, March 13th at Great Lakes Tattoo, 1148 West Grand in Chicago. It starts at 8, and it's free.
It's free.
Tell everybody about it.
So it's a show where there's about, I think, 5 readers that are reading nonfiction, so true stories that have happened to them. And it's this amazing sort of, and I always come on and talk about this, but there's a huge storytelling community in Chicago, which means, and I think a lot of times people think, oh, storytelling with puppets. And no, it's not that. It's not like.
With puppets.
You know, like story. Gather around, you know, it's more like comedy. I mean, really, it ends up being mostly,
you know,
comedy.
Real quick, Esmeralda, you and I are both fans of this Hulu show called Difficult People.
Yeah,
which I would highly recommend that you watch. Jen,
I'm writing it down.
And Esmeralda, you remember the episode where they do the story where they're in the storytelling,
right? And no one liked it.
Nobody.
Well, see, there's the thing.
But it was good.
When you get into storytelling. It's so dramatic sometimes,
right.
And so hokey.
Well, here's the setup, though, and I won't give you the whole thing, but Esmeralda, you've seen the episode, so you know what we're saying. They're up on stage telling the story. It's the two main characters, Julie and Billy, and they're up on stage. They're partners, and they're both very snarky, you know, judgmental people. They're difficult people,
right.
and that, which is the title. And they're up there telling a story, and they're not getting any response. Like, the crowd is just like crickets. And the next person that comes up. She's a woman in a wheelchair, and she comes up and starts telling the story about all this stuff that she's gone through, and that she's HIV positive, and everybody is clapping, and they're sitting in the back room judging her. And it's a very, very funny,
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
That's like,
it's called Difficult People, but that's the kind of thing that you're talking about. It's a room, it's people telling stories on stage.
People telling stories. A lot of times people have it written down, so it's not like poetry. It's not off book sometimes.
Yeah.
Like mine, I'll be reading my story, but usually they tend to be funny and it's great because it's free and you can just come and bring your own booze or bring your own.
And you can get a tattoo.
You can get a tattoo.
It's an act. Now explain the space. It's the Great Lakes Tattoo. And I've been past there. I've never been in.
Gorgeous.
Been past there many times.
It's a gorgeous place. And it doesn't look like you think a tattoo parlor. It looks like an art gallery.
Yeah.
And it's just a space that they in the bottom have this huge space that holds a lot of people. And there's a kitchen and there's bathrooms. I mean, it's like a it looks like a gallery.
Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite tattoo shops. They do beautiful work and they are nice people that own it. And the woman who runs That's All She Wrote is married to one of the owners of the
shop. Who's going to participate in addition to you? There are other storytellers.
Yeah. So J.H. Palmer is a writer and she runs it and she's amazing writer. Angela And she, Angela, I think her last name is Berlander.
Okay.
And anyway, she's fantastic. And there's some other people that I don't know. Oh, Barry Cole, I think, is on there. She's fantastic. Mostly women. I think there's one guy. And they curate it, so they know who they're. It's not an open mic. So you know that you're getting people that have not. There's anything wrong with open mics, but, you know, an open mic, so someone could go off the wall.
Right.
And
these are experienced people who have done this before.
Absolutely.
And now the storytelling community, tell people how they can get involved or how they can see, at least, because there's a lot of it in the city.
There's tons of it. So if you go on Facebook and just put in Chicago Storytellers, all the events come up. And if you just Google Chicago Live Lit. So Live Lit just means basically people reading their literature out loud. And if you look that, there's so many shows. I would say there's at least two or three a week, different shows, mostly free, some donation-based, that you can hear some really good stuff.
Yeah.
And like stuff that you might hear on This American Life or stories like that, but also just sort of long-form stand-up, too.
Yeah.
That I love.
It's great stuff. Yeah. And I, you know, I've seen Jen tell stories before, and I saw your solo show,
yeah,
which was so good.
Oh, thank you.
And so funny and really moved. I cried. I laughed. I just thought it was great. I saw it with the Decker.
I know.
And I went together.
Oh, the Dex.
Yeah. And
So the storytelling scene is not, people, you know, think sometimes, oh my gosh, it's so dramatic and dark and gloomy. No. It's mostly hilarious.
Yes. And I've heard many of you've told variations of some of the stories on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them involved poo.
Poo, teeth being knocked out.
Teeth being knocked out in a very fashion that we can't, intimate way that we can't really talk about on the air.
We cannot.
That story, by the way, the first time I heard you tell that story was at your show.
Oh, really?
No. Yes.
Yeah,
was at your show.
Yeah.
Was at your
when
one
I
woman
could,
show.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I was beside myself. It's a story we can't tell on the air.
No, you can, if you want to, you know, if you go, I think it's on my, there's portions of it on my website.
Oh. Okay, well, plug your website.
Okay, it's adamnicelady.com.
That's right, adamnicelady.com, and all your future stuff and all that cool stuff. And I want to know, we got a break.
Yeah, we were.
But you had taken a break for a while from auditioning and getting out there, but now you're hitting it again.
I am.
And you booked some stuff.
I did.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. And we got more to talk about. Are you asking me questions today?
I've got them right here.
Because every time Jen comes in, she switches the tables on me and she interviews me and asks me questions.
Yep.
And it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you said people contact
you. People love
it. Yeah.
They're like, ask him this. So I have a listener question.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Well, Jen Bosworth is here. We'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next on WGN. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich in the opening bell at 5, and my buddy, the great Steve Cochran, at 6. It's a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up. All of our regular features. You'll find out what's coming up on Outside the Loop Radio. It's Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. Jen Bosworth is with me.
Hello.
Hi. Jen, we were just discussing that you and Miles will be coming out to my screening of The Thing on Tuesday.
Yes, everyone come.
And it's Miles' birthday.
It is. He's turning 49.
49. He's a pup.
Oh, yeah. A senior pup.
Hey, come on now.
I know. I'm not far behind. I just turned 40.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So I'm not far behind.
Okay.
So
right.
I'm limping along.
Come
to Film Club, everybody.
Yeah. You've come to many of them.
Many. I haven't been in a while, but.
And I keep waiting during the Q&A afterwards because we have a talk afterwards after every movie. Yeah. And this Tuesday night is John Carpenter's The Thing,
it's
which is
so awesome.
One of my favorite movies of all time. Yeah. John Carpenter, my favorite filmmaker of all time. So I'm going to be a little Gabby.
That's great.
That night, because I know a lot about this movie and I know a lot about John Carpenter. And I like to tell behind-the-scenes stories
and
stuff like that.
I think that stuff is great.
It's fun. I introduce the movie and then we talk afterwards.
Because we don't – a lot of us aren't – you know a lot about movies and you pick these movies for a reason.
Yeah.
Because you like them and you know about them. So it's really good to hear all kinds of stories. And then other audience members have stories too.
They do. And they jump in. It's so much fun. It's only $10. Parking is free, and you can meet us for dinner and cocktails at Bogart's Restaurant, which is on the second floor of the Movie Co. Theater.
Great burger.
They do.
Bogart's Burger.
They do. Uh-huh. And they have like a great menu. And for the last one, Esmeralda went to the last one, which was
Esmeralda!
Special Saturday.
You went to Scarface.
Right, yeah.
Your little friend.
And they made empanadas for us on the menu. Yeah, they had empanadas on the menu, and they were good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And they had mojitos, special mojitos made up, which I did not taste.
Yeah, no.
No. I could have had a virgin mojito, though. Mm. I could have. Yeah. But anyway,
yeah.
So you guys are coming out. You've been many times. And every time I do a Q&A and you're there, I keep waiting for you to mention. For some reason, Jen enjoys mentioning
Michael
Jackson's Thriller video.
Yeah, directed by Michael Landis.
John Landis.
John Landis. Yeah. John Landis. So I like to say, for some reason, and people think I'm crazy, I'll be like, you know, this part of the movie reminded me of this other thing called Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah.
It
didn't make any, like, I mean, you know, we could have just watched a movie that had nothing to do with horror of any kind.
Nothing.
And then Jen will go, raise her hand and go, it just reminded me a little bit of Michael Jackson's Thriller. I'm like, thank you, Jen. I appreciate that.
People are like, who is this crazy lady?
Now, you know, Tuesday night's a horror movie, so you can legitimately ask about Thriller. Because
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
There's really no connection.
List. There's no, it no, means nothing.
Not really.
But, yeah.
So, so come on out. It's moviecode.com. Get your seats now. You can reserve them. It's a beautiful theater. And,
it's gorgeous.
And it's totally digitally projected 4K stereo. It's amazing stuff. And if you've not seen The Thing on the big screen, it's pretty cool.
I haven't seen it on the big screen.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I love it. It's a really intense movie.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful to look at.
And I want to mention Rob Bottin is the special effects makeup guy.
Oh.
And the special effects makeup in The Thing,
okay,
which was made in 1982.
Yep.
There's nothing computerized in this movie at all.
Wow.
There's no CGI. There's no computer. Every single effect was practical and on the set.
Wow.
And when you watch it today, it holds up like you couldn't even imagine.
Wow.
It was so ahead of its time.
It's really cool.
It's a great movie. So we're going to have a good time on Tuesday. You guys will be there. That'll be cool.
Absolutely.
So get your tickets now. Reserve your seats right now. It's moviecode.com, M-U-V-I-C-O. Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. And at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont, real easy to get to. But you've come out to a lot of those things.
They're fantastic.
Yeah. And you said that Miles comes, but then sometimes he'll come by himself if you can't make it. And then he doesn't even come up and say hi.
He gets nervous. He's a really shy guy.
But I know him. He knows me.
But he thinks you're like a celebrity.
He's mistaken.
But some people do. Like, people think you'd be, you know, people, like, after I'm on your show, sometimes I'll get messages, like, you know, from listeners that find me on Facebook and are like, what's Nick D like?
And that's why you ask me the questions that you will ask me in a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, okay, you had stopped. You were so sort of, like, over it when you were in L.A.
It.
And you came back and you had stopped going out and auditioning. Because for those people who don't know, auditioning can be a really soul-sucking and humiliating experience.
And horrifying.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, I've talked on the air before about, like, going to the Lyric Opera. Remember I auditioned for an opera? I mean, and I left, like, in tears.
I know.
Like,
you were here, like, right, I think it was, like, the night before.
The night before.
Yeah.
It did not go well. And I, like, left at the opera on Wacker there, and I left, and just it started pouring. And so I've got mascara running down my face. I looked crazy. And people are like, "What?" It was the worst. I mean, I was, like, down and out.
But you decided you wanted to get back into it.
So I decided, and, you know, I decided this time what I'm doing differently is I have a great agent who I love, but also I'm getting help from people that have been in the business. Mm-hmm. We have a mutual friend now.
Robin Coffin.
Yeah. And
a lovely woman.
She loves you. She's a Factory Theater nut.
I had the pleasure of directing her in Black and Blue.
Exactly.
And if you watch Chicago Fire, Fire. Yeah. She's a regular on Chicago Fire.
She's fantastic. Yeah. And so what I did this time was like, wait, let me talk to the people that are getting work and are nice and are good people. You know, and maybe they can help me. So I, like, started getting coaching.
And I want to mention, because you went to Robin, Robin does do this for a living.
Look up Robin Coffin.
It's Robin Coffin, and it's Robin with a Y, C-O-F-F-I-N. And she has a Facebook page called Coach Robin.
Yep, she's fantastic.
So check her out, facebook.com, I want to say /Coach Robin.
She's just, if anyone is looking to do anything, even if you just want to, she's also coaching about, like, just knowing the business.
Yeah.
So, like, what to wear, what to do, how to look. She's fantastic. So, but what I did differently this time was like, okay, let me talk to someone that's around my age, that's been around, that can help me.
Yeah.
And so I've talked to people like her, and I started auditioning, and I started booking stuff.
Okay, so tell me about some of the bookings
that
you've got.
Okay, the first really sort of interesting thing that I booked was a film this summer where I played the mom of an adult entertainment star. And who was 18, and I was her mom, and we find out that she's doing this as a job.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like a, what's her name? O'Hara. I played like a Kathleen.
Scarlett?
No. Kathleen O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara, yeah. From SCTV?
Yeah, like I was like that kind of a mom. Okay. Like, oh. And it was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
But here's the thing.
Was it shot here?
Yeah, it was. Okay. And here's the thing. I'm now playing moms of 18? Mm-hmm. What happened? I'm like, wait, no. Like, I could be the older sister. And they're like, no, you could be the mom.
Yeah.
I'm like, but
isn't that crazy when that happens?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
When Jamie Lee Curtis started doing commercials for yogurt that makes you poo, I was like, wow. But my teenage crush now has regularity issues.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Sure. Yeah, we're getting there. So that was my first role.
Okay.
That I had so much fun with, little indie film. And then I did another indie film that was really sort of just a take on advertising agency and a little role. But then the recent one that's a big one is I booked a countrywide financial commercial.
Right.
And
it's a national.
Yeah, I believe so.
Well, you're going to be able to pay some bills.
Oh, thank God.
Because nationals are good, man. I'll tell you, my friend booked a guy booked a tampon commercial. What? Didn't have a line in it.
And
it was a national. He lived on it for a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good, because, you know, my husband's sick of making all the doubloons.
That's right. He's been making all the doubloons lately.
Oh.
So do you like doing commercials?
I do.
Yeah.
And the auditions, you know, here's the thing, and hopefully, you know, and you can probably relate to this on some level of, like, as we get older, I just care less and less about what people think in terms of, look, this is who I am. I do a certain thing. If you don't like it, that's okay. But I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
So when I go into audition now, and that's something Robin talks about, it's like, if we're not having fun, why are we doing this? I could go back to being someone's assistant and, you know, answering Saturn friends for the rest of my life if I wanted to. But let's have some fun.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I'm having a ball, you know.
You seem happier. Yeah. I just want to say that because I've known you for a while, and you know, and this, you know, the profession that you have chosen
is hard.
It's hard, man. Yeah. It is. It's hard, and especially if you don't, you know, look a certain way or act a certain way.
Totally. And you sort of have to, like, just think, okay, you know, it's kind of easier now that I'm 40 because there's no trying to be an ingenue. I mean, I wasn't an ingenue at 8 years old, so that doesn't matter. But I mean, there's no trying.
Yeah.
It's like, this is who I am. And I just Robin helped me audition for a Whitney Cummings pilot where I'd play her assistant.
Wow.
And I taped that and sent it to HBO. So,
okay.
So I don't know anything about her. And
Cummings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I hope you get the gig.
Me too.
Really, I
me
do.
Me too.
Yeah.
And so I'm just...
The less you know about Whitney Cummings, the better,
okay,
I think.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. All right, we'll just go with that. Yeah. We'll just go with that.
But I want you to get the gig.
But I'd be the funny sidekick, so...
You would be the only funny person.
Okay. So it's basically a dramedy.
Oh, yeah, you're the comedy. You're the comic relief.
Right.
Whitney Cummings is the serious part.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, no.
So, but no.
I will tell you this much.
She had a show.
Well, she had a show of her own called Whitney.
Yeah.
And at the same time, she co-created, which is a show that is actually very, very popular on CBS called Two Broke Girls.
Oh, you like that woman in it.
Kat Dennings.
That's your woman friend. She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
She's really beautiful. She was beautiful in a Hot Tub Time Machine. Wasn't she in that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think
I've seen her in a lot of stuff, and I like looking at her very much. I think Kat Dennings is the kind of woman makes me fall off furniture. Like,
oh,
I look
good
at somebody like Kat Dennings, and I go, I turn into Jerry Lewis. I go, hey, lady. So Whitney Cummings is a big deal now.
Oh.
Like, seriously, she is. I mean, so that's a big audition.
Oh, good.
That's
yeah.
a big audition.
Yeah,
Whitney Cummings is a big name.
It, so.
That's cool. I hope you do well.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, we're going to break.
Yeah.
When we come back, you're going to ask questions of me, right?
Yep.
Okay. Whenever Jen is on, she likes to turn the tables and ask me questions, and so we're going to do that after we take this break. But before we take the break, I do want to mention that Jen Bosworth is participating in That's All She Wrote, right?
Yep.
Spring Forward Edition. It's on Sunday, March 13th. It's happening at the Great Lakes Tattoo Place, 1148 West Grand. Begins at 8 o'clock. It is it's a great group of storytellers, mostly women, and Jen is one of them. And the show is free, and it's BYOB.
Yep.
BYOB. So if you want to have some fun with some booze, you can bring it on your own. It's free, and you can watch some great storytellers, including the great Jen Bosworth. That's All She Wrote, Spring Forward Edition, on Sunday, March 13th at the Great Lakes Tattoo. All the information is on our Facebook page, linked up to your page,
yep,
which is a damn nice lady.
Yep.
And but you can check us out at Facebook.com/NickDShow. Hi, everybody. Good morning. It's Friday. Nick DiGilio Show here on WGN. I'm your overnight dude, Monday through Friday. 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. And we got all our regular stuff coming up. And Jen Bosworth is here. Jen is a great actress, storyteller, and she's participating in That's All She Wrote, Spring Forward Edition. It's on Sunday, March 13th. It's free. It's at the Great Lakes Tattoo on Grand Avenue in Chicago. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's BYOB. And come on out and see some great storytelling, including Jen Bosworth. And Jen,
yes,
every time you come down here, which is always a blast, and it's got to be more often. We looked it up, and the last time you're here was... It was in November.
It's a shame.
So it's got to be a little more often.
It's got to be
better. It's got to be. So it's always fun when you come down here, and then you turn the tables on me in this segment.
Absolutely.
And, oh, wait, didn't we have a... Hold on, let me see if I...
It's under news or something.
Yeah. Hang on a minute.
Got your vault
hold
there.
Hold on a minute. It might have... Hey, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Hang on a second.
Yeah, I don't think it made the transition.
It didn't make the transition.
All right, that's okay. That's okay. We'll create one, you know.
Yeah, we'll think of something.
For next time.
Yeah, we'll think of something.
All right.
All right, wait, here, hold on. What about this? Let's try this.
Woo! This is Jen B. turning the tables with Nick D.
Okay.
All right. So, did you hear about all the shenanigans they're doing for the Ferris Bueller 30?
Oh, God, okay. Yeah.
Now, this is from a listener.
Oh, okay.
Why do you hate Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, man. Okay. I'm offended on so many levels because of that movie.
Okay.
I think that the lead character is despicable.
Okay.
I think he's incredibly unlikable. Mm-hmm. He's a spoiled, rotten North Shore jerk that I'd like to punch in the mouth repeatedly.
Okay.
So you've got a main character who is despicable, unlikable, and a moron.
Right.
Every adult in that movie is an idiot, which seems to be the case for a lot of John Hughes movies, but this one more than any.
Yeah.
The kind of values that the movie exposes are really not good. It's
like
all about materialism. And yeah, but it's all like it's all about materialism. And, you know, like the idiot. Well, first of all, that Alan Ruck character, his friend. He wears a Detroit Red Wings jersey through the whole movie. So that right there, that's an issue.
Right.
But then he like wrecks his dad's like $50,000 car. And then, you know, it's like, I'm going to stand up to him. Well, if I were his dad, I'd beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And justifiably so.
Right.
I just think that everything that movie represents is reprehensible.
Right.
I don't think it's funny. The only person in that movie who I find amusing is Edie McClurg, who plays
the secretary to
Jeffrey Jones's principal. Yeah. She's the only person in the movie that doesn't make me want to throw things. I just think it's a despicable movie the values and the morals that are on display in that movie are abhorrent.
Okay,
and I can't stress enough how much I hate that lead character. And everything that happens in that movie that is supposed to represent Chicago is from the point of view of a guy who grew up here but made a movie as though he'd never lived here a day in his life.
Right.
It's not a Chicago-y movie at all.
No, it doesn't feel like it.
It's as false a Chicago movie as any movie that's ever been made in this city. And the fact that it has been praised as like the ultimate Chicago movie makes me even crazier as a person who's never lived anywhere else and grew up in the city.
Right.
I hate it.
I hate
that movie.
Okay.
And there's a movie called Risky Business, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, which takes all the values that movie celebrates and rips them to shreds.
Right.
In Risky Business. It's a dark movie. There are consequences for these kind of actions. And everything that is celebrated in Ferris Bueller is destroyed in Risky Business, which ends on a very sour note.
Yeah, it does.
So,
okay.
Yeah. And you know, Risky Business came out like about 3 years before.
Oh, it did.
Ferris Bueller, and was already my favorite movie at that point. So while I was watching Ferris Bueller, because I love Risky Business and what that movie represents and what's it about, I just kept getting angrier and angrier and angrier. Okay.
Good to know. Okay, I have another one.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite Dave Matthews song?
Number 41.
The song is called?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know this song.
Yeah. It's that without question. I have a lot of favorite Dave Matthews songs.
But that is the
number 41. Yes.
Okay. Do I have time for one more?
Yes.
Okay. Which character are you in The Breakfast Club? This is from someone else as well.
I would say, oh man.
I know it's a hard one for
that
you.
Is, that's
I was thinking
hard.
About it, about you.
Well, I would like to be Carl of all the.
Of all the janitor?
Yeah, of all the, I'm going to say Carl.
Okay.
He's my favorite character in the movie.
Okay.
But of the, if you're asking of the students.
Yeah. I like that you picked Carl.
Carl's my favorite, though. I mean, I would like, but of your, if you're picking the students,
yeah.
I'm somewhere between Bender and Allison.
Yeah.
Which would be Ally Sheedy and,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
And Judd Nelson.
Yeah. Okay. So you're in between them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. One more quick one.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's this one? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So are you a fan of the Easter candy Peeps?
No.
Do you like Peeps?
I do not. I find them really weird.
What do you mean weird?
I just don't.
Like the consistency?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a big sweets guy in the first place.
I
don't
not.
Really. I'm a salty guy. If I'm going to pig out on stuff, it's usually savory.
Okay.
But I will have sweets every once in a while. Yeah. Every once in a while. And I've had Peeps. Of course I have.
Yeah.
No. And what was that deal? Does anybody remember, was there like a video of people putting Peeps in the microwave?
Yes, and they explode and stuff.
They blow up in the microwave, right?
They like get huge, like a giant Peep.
And they're just, but it's like marshmallow, right?
Yeah, who knows what it is? It's marshmallow and just nothing.
Yeah.
Just air. So you're not a Peeps guy?
Not really.
Are you a St. Patrick's Day guy?
No.
Okay.
No, not even when I was a drinking
That's
man.
That's what I was wondering.
No. I would stay away. Unless I was bartending, I would stay away from St. Patrick's Day. I can't stand it.
Because of the people getting crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm half Irish, and that half I like to think of that half of me being the alcoholic.
Yeah,
and so I no. I mean, I like the idea of it, you know, and I like the food that's served on St. Patrick's Day and all that stuff, but I just don't. Green beer, puking on Michigan Avenue, going to the parade, no.
Okay,
hate it.
So people,
no.
Nick D is not a St. Patrick's Day.
No.
Okay, well, those are my questions.
Okay, that was fun,
nice
Jen.
To see you.
So great to see you. You got to be here more.
I will.
More often.
I promise.
Seriously.
I promise.
Jen Bosworth is participating in That's All She Wrote, Spring Forward Edition. It's on Sunday, March 30th. Great Lakes Tattoo. Starts at 8. It's free. BYOB. All the information is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. Say hi to Miles for me.
Will do.
I'll see you guys on Tuesday at the thing.
Yep.
All right, Jen, thanks a lot. Jen Bosworth, everybody. We'll take a break, and the news is next.